101.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon. Unsung.
Dreams to the stars above, but when you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, darling, come to me. Play with fire till your fingers burn. And when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, darling, come to me. For when you hear a call to follow your heart, you follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, for I'm a an old hand, and I understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, darling, come to me.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Welcome back
to CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to The Sprout.
Yeah.
It's currently having technical issues, so.
Yeah.
It's all right. So, what were we going to talk about again today?
Today, what we have planned is a couple of stories, the experiences and moments that sort of serve as the sparks of creation, if you want to put it poetically. The moments and the little anecdotes that give the things that we make as people who make music meaning. That make us want to express ourselves in that way. I guess to put it in simpler terms, what are the things that have happened to you that have made you want to make music about it?
Like even more music.
Yeah.
I guess, because we all have said our stories that made us starting to make music.
Yeah, we said that on our first, or was it the second day?
It was close to our first.
It was at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I do recommend checking out the rest of our stuff. But yeah, we should definitely talk about that.
Mm-hmm. And we are a little bit. Anything from Bradley? Yeah. Oh, did we introduce ourselves? Sorry. hi, I'm Tona.
I'm Bradley.
I'm Bruno.
And I'm Will, and we are the Sprouts. So we're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to have our discussion, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be a fun, chill.
Fun hour. All
right.
Yeah. And we forgot to say the songs. Those first two songs you heard, my brain is so dead today. Those first two songs you heard were Life is Too Short by Razzatura from their album Prowess Blossoming, and Talk to Strangers from Louis Grado from their album I'm Old Fashioned.
The next three songs are
Feel Better by Homeshake from their album Under the Weather, In My Arms by Eddie Carey and Sarah Sample from their album Lantern in the Dark, Songs of Comfort and Lullabies.
Mm.
And These Hearts from the Ceridons from their album Drawing Dead. Not Deed, Dead.
We hope you enjoy.
We hope you enjoy.
You came and capsized me. I'm ready. curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
And we are back.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the Sprouts. My name's Bruno.
I'm Will.
I'm Tona.
And I am Bradley.
Our topic of conversation today is... let me start with this. I'm someone that's moved around a lot. Someone that's been, in a lot of ways, a temporary addition to people's lives. People that mean a lot to me, people that I still talk to, that I try to keep in touch, try to keep in touch with. For a while, before I finally settled down here in Vancouver, I was someone who didn't really have a best friend, didn't have those close, long-lasting relationships, didn't have the experience of having a home that you grew up in, right? I'm grateful for that, though, because it made me the person that I am today. My point being that a lot of the times, the things that are right come from this place of... I try and take a photo in that sense of capturing the moment that I'm living in now, because I guess that I realize that it's temporary, the way that everything is. That's what I try to do with my music and the things I make. And I want to ask if there's any kind of experience or any kind of anecdote that you guys have that influences the way that you engage with the stuff you make.
Gosh, that's a what a way to come in.
Indeed. I can start. A lot of my music, I mainly... mainly take an inspiration from a mix of everything. My whole life has just been a mix of all these different moments, sort of like how Bruno was talking about over here. I like taking snippets of my life and being like, okay, I want to write a song about my childhood and how I felt happy back then when I didn't need to worry about anything at all, instead of, you know, I didn't have to worry about what to eat, what to do after school. I just had to worry about what to play at recess and capturing that moment of joy and stuff. So emotions, I feel, are very, very, very powerful in a sense. And I feel like taking those emotions that you feel, like actually writing about stuff that's happened to you, I think is really, really a strong, strong thing to do. Do you guys want to say anything about that, or do you want me to keep yapping?
You could keep yapping. We want to hear more about it.
Okay.
It's interesting.
I grew up with a lot of white people music, air quotations, like the basic songs that you'd hear on any normal radio station, like Big Buck radio station. So I didn't get to experience some of this more indie stuff until I got into high school and stuff. And experiencing that was awesome. I thought you could only really write a song about love. And now I have a literal song about a McDonald's in the Pentagon stuck in my head. So that really... like, it really encouraged me to reach out, and since my music taste is now this whole big mishmash of everything,
I've heard
indie to this popular pop to some stuff like a lot of people don't listen to, like, it's great because now I get to use that emotion, like the happiness that I feel from learning all of this, and spread it to other people. My absolute favorite thing is suggesting random songs to random people online. Do you guys have anything to add on to that? Do you guys fancy anything like that? Or has finding your genre or the things you love, how does that affect your music making, and how does like emotions and stuff work out, you know?
Well, for me, when I make music, the thing is that I guess what's different from everyone is I don't think about too much emotion when I make my music. I just think, oh, this sounds cool, and I make it. So a little struggle that's been there for me is trying to put emotion into my music, as I'm just like, I listen to a song and I'm like, ooh, I want to take this little vocal mix. And that's all I think about. I don't have any real emotions that I want to say out to the world when I make my own music. And yeah, it's been a little struggle for me. I'm thinking of making an emotional song. Of course, it's EDM, because that's all I make. I should try something else. Yeah, speaking of EDM, I should try something else than other than EDM.
Yeah, collaboration is
yeah, a big I've part tried of I've tried collaborating too. I'm getting offers in my little classes, yeah. And I'm quite happy about that.
Nice.
but they request EDM, so I'm like, what I do? But yeah, I've been trying to put emotions into my song,